from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, the funeral for Newark Police Detective Joseph Ascona has been scheduled for this Friday. The 26-year-old funeral will be held 10:30 a.m. at the Cathedral Basilica of the Sacred Heart in Newark. Police say Ascona was shot and killed as he and another officer were investigating a report of suspects who had illegal firearms, a 14-year-old charged with the murder and attempted murder and weapons offenses in the incident. Four other people are also in custody. Mayor Ross Baraka says the city stands by the hundreds of officers who are mourning Ascona's death. A Manalapan man has been accused of repeated disturbing behavior in a virtual doctor's waiting room.
34-year-old Jason Shane faces various charges filed in Middlesex County, including cyber harassment, lewdness, possession, and distribution of child sexual abuse materials. Prosecutors say at least seven times over several months, Shane allegedly live-streamed the sex abuse content while pleasuring himself in a telehealth waiting room for a provider in Old Bridge. He was arrested on Friday. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Delsey School District students and staff are mourning the deaths of now three teens in a crash involving at least five vehicles on Route 55 in South Jersey Sunday. It happened in Elk Township. State police say a car driven by high school senior 19-year-old Brendan Carey collided with another car and lost control, hitting an SUV that was disabled on the side of the road. Two passengers, including 19-year-old Dominic Reyes and an unidentified 17-year-old, were also killed. A woman and her three children in the SUV were injured. New Jersey Transit and the union representing train engineers have reached a contract deal averting a potential strike.
The two sides had been negotiating for years and were involved in a bitter battle, with the engineers threatening to strike on March 22nd. Well, details of the deal have not yet been released, but the main sticking point was over money. Both sides issued a joint statement reading in part, "We have resolved a long-standing grievance and settled another outstanding dispute, paving the way for the introduction of new technology that enhances efficiencies in NJ Transit and supports our workforce." Scott Pringle, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 9:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 9:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Looking good. Temperatures starting to bump up. We're on our way to around 70 degrees this afternoon for most of the state. It will be much cooler along the Jersey Shore, closer to 50 degrees, lots of sunshine, dry weather, and a light breeze today. A few clouds will creep in tonight. Lows around 40, comfortably cool. And tomorrow will be a cooler day, but highs in the lower to mid-50s, that's still above normal for this time of year. Sun and clouds tomorrow, chance of a sprinkle tomorrow night. Clouds and fog Thursday, highs only around 50. New Jersey weather made possible by Ray Katina Auto Group. Experience the all-new redesigned 2025 Infiniti QX80, the full-size 8-passenger luxury SUV. Hurry in for exceptional lease and finance offers at Ray Katina Infiniti of Bridgewater. Schedule a test drive today.
Right now, Jersey City, 47 degrees. It's 44 in Woodbridge, Pemberton, 42. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.